My name is Donald Hall, welcoming you to another edition of the Full Circle Show. A special good morning goes out to Kai Kindu and family. I hope you and your family will be blessed this morning.
CKUT.
Yes.
That was a Full Circle Show. Ring a bell.
Aye. The who show?
Full Circle Show.
Full Circle Show. Sounds familiar.
Yes.
It sounds familiar.
Yes, because I interviewed you a couple months ago through Brian.
Oh, yes. I do remember now. Yes. I do remember now. Thank you. Thank you for the support.
Welcome. Welcome. So now you made it to Montreal.
Yes.
This is your first time, right?
No. I've performed at the Reggae Fest before, actually, 3 years ago.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So since then, what have you been doing?
I've just been working hard.
Okay.
I just recently got signed, so I'm going to be working even more hard now. But I love it, so I welcome it.
Can you share that new info or you signed with?
I'm signed with Pyramid Global Music / Universal Music Group.
Okay, and you're resided in Toronto?
Toronto, yes, I live in Toronto.
Okay, so have you been touring a lot?
I toured a lot last year. This year right now I'm recording the new album. So I'm doing a lot of that, prepping for the new single that's coming out actually in September. The release party is September 19th, and the record will come out shortly after that.
So what was your tour dates for this year?
This year I've been all over the place. Right now we just came from Lindsay yesterday, and we're here today. Tomorrow we go back to Toronto to do the Redemption Reggae Festival, and Sunday I am at Wegfest in Kleinberg. So we're doing the rounds right now.
Okay, so being on the other side, how is the response to the reggae vibe?
Oh my God, people have been so supportive and receptive. I love it. I'm humbled by it, and it only encourages me to push myself even further. People have been really good to me.
Really good.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's been a pleasure. So hope to see you soon.
It was mine. The pleasure is mine.
Do you want to say hi, a shout out to the Full Circle Show and the audience over there?
Hey, Full Circle audience, one love, it's your girl Amoy, aka the Jama Queen. I just want to say, big up yourselves and thank you for supporting music. One love for that. Yes.
Ari, have a good one.
Thanks. JC, thank you.
Another day still going through, and just trying to find my way. Right when I lost you, know I'll find my way back. I'll do whatever it takes. And to get out of the darkness and back into the light, you never win me over. I bet you thought that I was over. I had enough of the struggle. I'm taking back my life, and I'ma give it all I got. I give it all I. Good things come to those who wait. Yeah. So rock to my beat. It's never too late for ya. And take a chance, a choice we all have to make. Yeah, when only the fittest can win this race. In a world so filled with hate, get out of the darkness and back into the light. You'll never win me over. I bet you thought that I was over. I had enough of the struggle. I'm taking back my life, and I'ma give it all I got. Taking back my life, and I'ma give it all I got. Give it all I got. One love, one life. One love, one life. One love, one life. Give it. Give it all you got. Give it all.
Negatives my way. My life has a purpose, so don't come drag me down. I'm burning for the ones who die young. I keep the fire burning. Live on, all is done. Live on, all is done. And keep your fire burning.
fire burning. I do it for the ones who came before me. Make we do it, come on and do it. Make we do it for the ones who died too early. Life is too short, don't take it for granted. Whoever you are, live it to the fullest. Life is too short.
For today's sunrise and tonight's sunset.
Okay, Donna from the Full Circle Show backstage at the 11th annual Montreal International Reggae Festival. About to get started, not really started as yet, and the timeline right now is about 20 minutes to the hour of 6 a.m. But right now on stage, we have a DJ basically doing their thing. Now, coming backstage, I was introduced to Designer, who is a promoter, producer out of Toronto, and caught me right on the spot. We started reasoning, and she told me that one of her artists, known as C Block, will be performing. He's from England, and he's finishing his last leg of a Canadian tour at the Reggae Festival. So I was, my curiosity too, why give up such a opportune time, decided to do a fast interview, because chances are he'll be going back to the UK in a couple hours from now. So C Block, that's another addition to the reggae itinerary here in Montreal and in Canada. Tell us a brief history of where you are, where you're coming from.
Yeah, bless up yourself. Full circle, right?
Full circle.
Yeah, man. C Block, they represent. Well, say C Block, I come from way back, from back in Jamaica, because even though England are my second home right now, but I was born and raised in Jamaica, schooling and everything in Jamaica, and it was kind of just playing around with musical instruments and equipment and stuff like that. Didn't really think much of it. Then when I went to England now, in 99, just start going studio, having access to studio with my friends and stuff, and just start trying it, not realizing that naturally it was, it was there all along. And it just literally grew from there, from strength to strength, just get better at it. So it's just one of them things where right now I'm just putting everything into it, because so far it's a good look and it's bringing results, getting good feedback, good comments. So it's like I'm on the right track. So I'm just, pushing forward, really.
So what stage of your life are we talking about, you getting into this music?
From early stages, I've always been around musical instruments, live instruments, and equipment as well, like sound system and stuff. You know, props to like my father coming up and, you know.
So, wait. I don't want to cut you, right?
Yeah.
So, name some names from Jamaica now. Like some sound system. Name some names, if you can.
Well, my father used to have a sound, you know.
All right.
I don't remember what the name was, because okay. Like I said, them time I was a baby. But then again, in a mile era, I come up listen like Kilimanjaro, Stone Love, you know, Stereograph and them sound there. And like I said, you know, just come right up where me just literally developed a love for, you know, the music, because me grew up around music like that. Like I say, it was on when I came to England now, kind of the singing part or the studio part of it, because before I didn't really know nothing about even what inside a studio looked like, you know, till at the point now, presently, I'm literally running a studio. So, you know, it's a long journey, but I've learned a lot along the way, and even now it helped me to be the kind of artist I am today with the kind of message I'm trying to send, because again, my message is just positivity, upliftment, and, you know, empowerment, basically. Nothing to tear down or bring down nobody, you know. So yeah, man.
What part of Jamaica we talking now?
I was born in Kingston. I was raised in St. Elizabeth, Jamaica.
So, you're lucky, man, because I'm a Kingstonian myself, you know, and I you know, as a Kingstonian, I kind of like country, but I never had an opportunity to live out there. But when I go country, I just like the tranquility, I like the nature, I like the way the country run, you know? So give thanks for that. Yeah. Now, as far as earlier, I was trying to ask you, professionally, or if you want to use the term professionally, yeah. How long ago did you decide to take up this music thing?
How long ago?
Yeah, like
professionally.
Yeah, like where
right.
Or no?
Like all right, professionally for me still, I would say, for the past say 4 or 5 years, because before that, what happened is, even like in England, I was doing it, but I still had like a 9 to 5. You understand? So I would say professionally, say within the last 4 years, because that's when music became my 9 to 5. So that mean, you know, that's what I'm depending on, you know, to feed my family. So that, you know, the professionalism have to come in there and kick in there, because there's no fallbacks, there's no part-time to look around the corner, this is it kind of thing. So, yeah, man. So that's why I'm just a step out right now, push hard, you know.
Tell me something, right? Yeah. Why does music come so easy for Jamaicans, you know? Because I feel like any Jamaican, right,
yeah,
can decide to go professional any day. Why does it come so easy for us?
From music is an inbound thing, and it's not even just music, it's reggae music, because reggae is us, or reggae are us, and we are reggae. You understand? That's why if somebody looked at me and said to me, what's your favorite genre of music? I'm probably not put reggae in it. They might say, yeah, but you come from Jamaica. I say, yeah, exactly. So that means there's no choosing. Reggae music choose me. And at the end of the day, I am reggae music, because that's where I'm from. You know, that's what I represent. So I don't have to put it in a category to say, yes, that's my favorite category. I am reggae. The way how we walk, the way how we talk, the everyday living, that's reggae. You understand? So for me, it comes naturally to me, and like not straying away from the question, why we find it so easy. Me not really gonna talk for everybody, but like again, me say I think it's just the way I live in, the struggles we face every day, and coming up. You understand? People literally put it into song. It's like slavery back in the days in Africa. Enough time you hear some rhythm and blues and. It's coming from somewhere, right? It's coming from the struggle. So I think that's why a lot of you now find it so easy to just step up and do it, because It's not pretense. It's something that they experience, something that they come up and see, and something that they live in. So, yeah, man.
So, crowd of people, now you got your definition from a Jamaican as far as what reggae really is and what reggae means to a Jamaican. All right. So, anybody ever tell you that you look like Ains from Steel Pulse?
No.
Yeah, but check it out. Yeah, man. David Ains, lead singer Steel Pulse. You know, you just... Yeah. You know, yeah, man. You have a feature of David. All right. This summer, what was your tour schedule?
This summer tour schedule was basically... I came here on the 14th.
In Canada?
July.
In Canada?
Yeah. Okay. So even before that, I did a few shows in England. I did a tour with Lucian and Iwane and them lot. And then I did a show with Richie Stevens just about 2 weeks before I came over. Also got to a Jamaica Times Award. That was in June. Yeah. Collected for best reggae artist.
That's an English award?
Yeah, the Jamaica Times Award. Oliver Samuels was also there, as well as Richie Stevens perform. So that was a good look still. And in January, prior to that, like I got the DIA Artist of the Year Award. So it's like two awards within the space of like months. So that kind of spurred me on. You know, in a nice way to know that the people are listening and they're tuning in. So now it's just me to kind of keep them interested in C-Block and buying into the movement, you know.
All right. So I was asking the manager what kind of style you do, and she tell me lovers rock. And within me, you know, I just feel, yeah, you know, because... I like lovers rock, all right? So, is there in a particular... How come you end up focusing on lovers rock?
I don't really end up focused on... You know, some with me, still in, I'm just the songs. Because at the end of the day, somebody can set up based upon them hear a particular tune and like that tune, and them just put me in that category. But really and truly, my music, no really, I have no category like that. It's like you hear it and you like it, and it's simple as that. Come, we can do something like, I can't stop the rain, I can't stop the pain, baby, since you've been gone. See, nothing is the same, your memories remain. I think of how it used to be, and it's killing me inside, baby. And then me can go from something like that to what me I say, every ghetto youth want rich, every ghetto youth want rich, yeah. But we now move funny for the money, no, we now switch. What we are do? Step out and put in work, step out and put in work. Not tell me say nothing and go on, cause we still a carry on circle. We are put in work, hold on there. Nobody now carry come gear, so you have to step out and go look it. Yeah, bag for put on, food for eat, so all when the road get crooked, step out and try something. And if you feel them can't tell you, say you never try nothing. Father help who help themselves when one door close, one more open. You understand? So it's just a variety of style put together, you know, and then you just get C-Block. Yeah. It's just at the minute how I'm feeling or what I'm experiencing or, you know, yeah.
How much are you for that?
You get that. Music is free, of course.
All right. Give thanks. Okay, so now we're... Is your music available right now? Like, you know, can the people go online and forward some of your stuff?
Yeah, my EP is in iTunes. It's called New Day. And all you have to do is go iTunes and type in C-Block Music New Day or C-Block EP, C-B-L-O-C-K and EP, New Day EP, you'll find it. Even if you Google C-Block Music, C-B-L-O-C-K M-U-Z-I-C, everything come up, because we have quite a few singles in iTunes as well. So once you Google C Block Music, all social network, Twitter, Facebook, the whole lot, Instagram, everything comes up. Once you Google that, just put that in the search engine, call me C Block Music.
All right, you hear that, folks? Okay, earlier told me that you have a studio.
Yeah.
So did you produce these tracks?
Most of my tracks, like anything you hear, I produce, I would say 95%, along with my brother, Caliber, the engineer that's in England, with hours, mad hours in the studio, we are make it happen. So yeah, man.
Okay, so are you a musician? Are you playing any instruments?
Yeah, I play every instrument there is, because you have to help yourself nowadays and self-reliance. Not going to say I'm a professional where you're going to put me with a live band set on stage, but to know how studios get so vast and verse, once you give me a keyboard inside the studio, I can make magic with that, you understand?
Were you a trained musician?
No, exactly.
So how come you pick up? Wait, because I play guitar, right?
Yeah.
But the thing is that, you know, with all my other potentials that I do, you know, focus on, right? Yeah. I haven't been focusing on the guitar. Oh. I like keyboards. I'd like to focus on the keyboard, yeah. You know, because I like organ sound and all of that. Yeah. Actually, any instrument, you know, but certain instruments you need to pay attention to.
Yeah.
Okay? So, the keyboard, the piano, for instance, how come you master it? What's your secret? You just have time
I don't master it. That's what I'm saying. I don't master no instrument whatsoever. So I wouldn't say I'm a professional player. But what I do is I play enough to get what I need out of it. And like I said, with the help of the equipment inside the studio now and how technology and computer work now, you don't even have to be a master player to make rhythms. You understand? I guarantee you. Again, 50% of who's producing wouldn't go on stage with a live band and be part of that band. But in the studio, it gives you a lot of leeway to do a lot of stuff. So, yeah.
Okay, cool. Now, apart from Jamaica, England was like the number two Jamaica as far as music, you know, worldwide. Now it's changing. Well, you know, reggae is like universal right now. But What is the music scene in England like these days?
It's quite vibrant again, I must say, because you have the veteran them now, the business like Maxi Priest and, you know, all of the veterans them. We do it and sure we, the youngers, it could have been done, because before people only really did that kind of tune them ears to Jamaica. You understand? But now you have artists in England are standing up and giving a good account of themselves. So it's like people have to just start look where they might hear the real thing. It don't matter which part it come from, as long as you like where you are here, you just tune your ears to this. So. And again, England happen to be one of them places right now, so it's a good look still right now for England. The music scene vibrant.
So you perform with a few known artists recently, as you said. Were you like the opener?
You could have said that still. But yeah, man.
All right.
Anyway, no matter, you see with me still, no matter which part on a stage you fling me, you know, because I'm music, me I care go out there. And I know some people are going to love it, so I just do me. Because music is not a competition, it's a mission.
Right.
So yeah, man.
Yeah, okay. So with that, I would like to say wish you all the best in your, you know, in your endeavors, your musical endeavors and otherwise.
Yeah.
And it's been a pleasure meeting you and speaking to you. And for sure, you know, now that you're part of the Full Circle family, because you'll hear feedback somehow, somewhere, you know. Is there any last word you'd like to leave with the audience out there in Riddleland of this Full Circle?
Yeah, man, just as a bless up everybody, we're locked in and tuning in to C Block right now. one of the new upcoming talents within the reggae music industry. Again, you interview me right here, so me have to say big up Natasha Van Castle, because she made this possible, as well as me as a big up designer Barrett, because she make it possible for me get like come on Canada in the first place, you know, and everybody else where support me and I push my music, you understand. You have Empress Helena, the America, you have Amani Angel there at England, you have Summer Media, you know, a whole host of people, you know, believe in other movement, and that's why I'm not think I can't stop right now. We have to just keep going. So yeah man, I say big up everybody, the fans, big up everybody.
Okay, one last postscript, right? What should the Montreal audience expect for your performance later tonight?
Montreal expects shellings, straight shellings, and you shall read about it and you shall hear about it. If you're not there, you're going to miss something, believe me. Step out and put in a record. That's what you're doing right now.
Give thanks. Okay, one love. All the best.
Yes, sir.
Something new and see what's out there for you. But you got to get good mind. You must realize by now, so bad mind don't work. So try something new and see what's out there for you. Because it don't work again. All it I do I make people progressive and you obsessive. Instead of you fix a note, a compliment, humble up your brother confidence. In my drive when you non-drive, nothing no wrong with that. Go hold a bicycle, or if your phone's not tall enough, go hold a tricycle. Hear me now, fall in line. If you shake the tree long enough, then your fruits them will fall in time. Separation go hand in hand with this trick, that's no mystery, yeah. Bad mind are the worst disease, so operate on it fast. Don't make it spread. And remember, say anywhere you spread your bed, you have to lay your head. So hear me now. Get good mind. You must realize by now, say bad mind don't work. So try something new and see what's out there for you. But you got to get good mind. You must realize by now, say bad mind don't work. So try something new and see what's out there for you. And if my heart, say my heart, don't go around the thing and tell me, say me not. Then ask her what that. Your head need fit open like a panga nut. Make the bad mind juice run out. Only then you can see clear. What's the point of saying it's black when you bloody well see that the sea's clear? You can't wrong me, so stop while like you don't want to overstand me. Get good mind, you must realize by now, say bad mind don't work. So try something new and see what's out there for you. But you got to get good mind. You must realize by now, say bad mind don't work. So try something new and see what's out there for you. Bad mind don't work. So try something new and see what's out there for you. But you got to get good mind. You must realize by now, so bad mind don't work. So try something new and see what's out there for you. Get good mind. Bad mind now work again.
On the covering,
Gregory.
Temporary
lover. Like a cat, yeah. All of my time, she wants to know. C-block, yeah. She no matter the situation, she a work with it. She love the idea, so she flirt with it. Now the thing gets serious, and the love start turn up. It's like she want reverse with it. So me make her know
That I'm a serious brother. Everything plug in from we look out for one another. We end up I spend more time than my plan. Me even squeeze and make this girl meet me mother. Yeah.
This little young girl, she want to go crazy.
Crazy, crazy, crazy.
Got to make it clear me have me woman already.
Ready, ready, ready.
She says she don't really mind being on the sideline. A temporary lover would do her just fine. My gosh,
my gosh, my gosh,
would do her just fine.
Temporary lover,
got to keep it all to cover.
Temporary lover,
got to think it over.
Yeah, me just can't sleep. More time on the thing to slow down, but she make me feel like me can't do it. To how this girl a treat me, I know it sweet me. Me love it when she dance for me. We a spend more time than when me spend a yard. Me a spend more money than when me spend abroad. I was cut and she know me a feel. She not grumble cause she know me in charge.
Temporary lover,
got to keep it all covered. Just fine,
Lord.
There is something about her I just can't resist. No, even though I know I'll be taking a risk. I hope that my neighbors would keep their mouth, cause it would be hell if my woman finds out. My God, Ellen Powder House.
Temporary lover,
got to keep it all covered.
Temporary lover,
I got to think it's over.
Temporary lover,
got to keep it all covered.
Temporary lover,
I got to think it's over.
Care for me, you're always there for me.
me say, I tell you I will always be around. Too late you have a good time and I treat you like a clown. I fire free the boy back from down the altar. Some boy them no member mama. Only from the 25th of December. Oh, you see me? Say, I remember my mama. Say, to the autumn, wind, spring, and summer. Hey, mama. Some more things you taught to me. Hey, mama. Some more things you bought for me. I think it's my time to show my appreciation for the 9 months that you carry me. Hey, mama. Well, I remember when there was a papa. How you play the role of mama and dada. You never let me die for hunger. Other like you, mama. Me tell you that you respect you, mama. Just give me this a quality time. Let me paint the sky blue for you. Hey, mama, show me you care for me. Hey, mama, wipe my tears for me. Hey, mama, and all with me in a laptop. I your face alone, me see. Mama.
C-Block, I represent Kaya Kindu, Donald Hall, Full Circle. Say them not go see you fall, all when you back against the wall. Full Circle, when you bucket a lip and a flip up and a talk, just keep going, because them not go see you fall, all when you back against the wall. Yeah, me no C-Block, I represent and everything lock in. Full Circle, see there.
It's a very good thing when the sunrise sees little children at play. I know it's a very good thing to work for a time and for a time dream the hours away. The road homebound to see my good man. I know he's waiting to hear me say, ooh, I'm here to stay. It's a very good thing to rest in the cool. just look at them young ones. Small arms waving free, 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 free. Deep from my soul, a feeling of love flows over me.
Taking them all for granted. You may lose them one
teddy bear's welfare. Those pretty blue butterflies in my garden bed. A little child going through my head. It's your company that makes me mentally focus, pleasant times and memories. Leveling the clouds in an orange blue sky. Easy now, please don't spoil this feeling. This one. Thank you.
danced and danced around to the guitar melody. And from the fire, his face was all aglow. How he enchanted.